Hello?
Yeah, hi. I think when you put me on hold, the call disconnected. Is your wife available?
Yeah, you're going to have to give me 1 second. It hung up on me back.
Oh, that's okay.
You a minute ago.
Oh,
is
no
there
problem.
Like a, is there like a number where I can like personally call you or just the only number? Because I tried reaching out to you.
Which number were you calling?
It's 877-635-6225.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that number routes through our client support department. Is there a number that shows up on your caller ID?
A number that shows up on my caller ID? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
The number that shows up is 4539661620.
Yeah, that's probably the better number to call to reach me.
Thank you, bro.
What is your wife's name?
Her name is Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, give me one second.
No problem.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I am here.
Hello?
Hi, Tanya. Hi, my name is Paul. I'm a regional pricing director here with Local Splash. I've been with the company for over 9 years. As a company, we've been around since 2004. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going?
I'm good. How's your day going?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you very much for asking. It's a Labor Day weekend. We'll be out of the office on Monday. So,
that's good, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I was talking to your husband. In fact, I spoke with him on this past Monday. I think we talked for over an hour regarding how we can brand janitorial floor services directly onto the first pages of Google and Bing, almost 70 different directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. We are a Google Premier partner, so we know that Google indexes almost 70 different directories every time someone does a keyword search. It's what the search engines search for. And by creating that content, talking about your services in your service area, that's going to put the business right on that first page in the local map section where you'll get calls directly to you. It's a flat rate month to month. There's no long-term contract, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. I think your husband prefers that versus paying for the Angie leads and chasing down the same lead that, you know, your competitors are getting and paying for as well. Now, a website's included. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it at no additional cost. It's something that your husband wanted to do. In fact, it was set to start this week. And I know that you have a little bit of reservations. I would certainly like to answer any questions that you might have. The other thing that I told your husband that we would be able to do would be to refund the $99 setup fee. That setup fee, by the way, is originally $299, but I did take $200 off of that setup fee because I know how much you guys have been paying with Angie's. And, you know, speaking with business owners who have used that service, I mean, way before it was Angie Leads, it was Home Advisor. Now it's kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List. 9 years ago, though, before it was Home Advisor, it was Service Magic. And I've been in this industry long enough to remember talking to people who were using what was then called Service Magic. The overwhelming majority experienced what you guys have experienced. Good money going after bad leads, right? So that's the reason I took $200 off of that setup fee. just to make our service more affordable, help you offset a little bit of what you've already spent. But this is going to allow you guys moving forward to not have to pay for those leads or chase down those leads. A website on the first page of Google, we all Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to call someone that we see on the first page. So with that website on that first page, showing the services and even before and after photos, recurring business coming to you from both residential and especially commercial clients who will need your services and call you directly. What I told your husband we would do is refund the remainder of that setup fee. So I would refund $99 today and then push out the billing 2 weeks. Give us more time to get this going, get your phone ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay.
Like I said, the website's included, you know, building it, hosting it, maintaining it, even updating that website will be included at no additional cost. So the refund would hit your account as a pending transaction before the end of the day. You'll actually see the $99 in your account within 24 to 48 hours. And I'll send you, well, it looks like a bill, but it's not. It's just a future invoice. I want you to see that your billing date is not the 29th of September. The next bill won't be due until October 13th. And I think that's why he wanted me to speak with you. Does that sound okay?
Okay. Okay. So go check them out. So because I saw that the card was charged to almost 300, 290 something. So
it was 298, yes, yeah. So,
so the
normal cost of the service is $399. And what I was able to do, because for us, the business is less than 5 years. It's four, but it's less than five, right? So you barely do qualify for a new business rate. We try to make it affordable for young companies. So I took $200 off of the cost of the service. Now, while it's a well, it's a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate, so it's never going to go up. It really is more of an assistance program to make it affordable for younger businesses. So every month that you're with us, it would be $199, not $399. So you're saving $200 every month. And then that first month did have the reduced setup fee, which, again, I took $200 off of that setup fee because of Angie's, but I'm more than happy to refund what's left of that setup fee. So you'll see that $99 refund, like I said, as a pending transaction before the end of the day.
Okay. And then you said, and then you guys said within 2 weeks, just to earn our business.
It's going to happen quick. We are going to have to schedule a follow-up call for our client interview. We did not complete the client interview when we tried calling.
Okay.
But it can be with you or with your husband or with both of you. The client interview is where we dot the I's and cross the T's. We're going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about the business? If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you don't already have a logo, and I don't think you do, if you don't have a logo already, we'll create one for you with your suggestion. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call, and then it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out that website. Now, once that website is active, it's going to stay online, even if we make changes to it. And the initial construction of the website's included at no additional cost. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website's included as well. So, you know, you can take new photos of new jobs. We can add photos to the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. But it's only going to take us about 3 or 4 days to get your website active so we can start getting your phone ringing. Okay?
Okay.
So, if you want to be part of that client interview, we can definitely schedule it at a time that's most convenient for you. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It may be a little too short notice to get you in at the top of the hour here at 11 o'clock, but there's one at noon, there's a 1 o'clock, and then the last one available, or the only other one available would be 5 o'clock. But would noon, 1 o'clock, or even late in the day at 5 work out for you? It's a 25, 30 minute phone call. We schedule by the hour. The call gets you a few minutes after the top of the hour, gets you off the phone about half an hour later. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Would either 12, 1, or 5 o'clock work out for you guys today?
5 o'clock would be best.
5, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. Like I said,
okay.
The call will get to you a few minutes after 5. At 4 o'clock, our automated system will send a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 5. I'm also going to now send you guys a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. The other thing that I might be able to do now that I've got you guys on the phone, when our automated system, when our finance department processed the payment this morning, it did send out an email. You should have gotten the customers or client support. I used to call it customer service back when I was in customer service. Many, many years ago, I was in customer service. We called it customer service back then, but like a year after I left the department, they switched it to client support. But the client support phone number was on that confirmation email. I'd like to give it to you now so you have it. It's the 877 number. Your husband does have it. The 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It is option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you guys can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. You should have also received an additional invoice. I may need to resend it because that one had... Well, I guess I wouldn't be able to, it's a refund. But the client interview technician can walk you through it if you aren't able to pull it up now, but it does have the 298 on there. But let me do this while I'm on the phone with you. I was going to do it after, but I want you to see it right now. I'm going to refund the it's going to be the 99. Yeah, I was going to say 299, but we already took 200 off of that original setup fee. So I'm going to refund it now. If you don't mind holding on, I just want to make sure you guys get this out to you. And then I'll send you also, like I said, it's not a bill. It's a future invoice to show the next billing date, which is being pushed out 2 weeks. So
okay.
Give me just a second here. I'm still here, but if I stop talking, it's because I'm trying to multitask. And Lord knows men are not as good at multitasking as women are. So give me just a little bit of time here. I think when men try to do more than one thing at a time, we just do more than one thing at a time, not as good.
You're fine.
All right, so let's see here. Oh, okay, so what's going to happen here? It's actually going to be, let me see what happened, because I'm pretty sure because it just did bill today that we're actually going to be able to... Yes. Okay. So the $99 was refunded to you. You should see it as a pending transaction before the end of the day, and it should hit your account within 24 to 48 hours. I'm also now going to send you, let me adjust the future billing date here as well. So it would be 2 weeks pushed out. Instead of September 29th, it's going to be October 13th. Let me just update that. And then, like I said, I want to send you the email for the future invoice. It's not a bill due now. I just wanted you to see the future billing date on there, which is October 14th. No, 13th, sorry. Like I said, multitasking, we're not really good at it.
That's fine.
All right, so that's updated in our system there. Let me just make sure it updates everywhere.
And how much was the next bill you said would be on in October?
It's going to be $199. Like I said, instead of $399, the new business rate is $199. It's a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost. It's an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate. It will never go up. There's also no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either. Of course, the calls come directly to you. So I did send out the future invoice. It's dated due on October 13th. Again, it's $199. You can check also. I can send it to you as well. I think you'll see it as the $99 refund being approved on my end. I just want you to see something there. Of course, this is showing you that we processed that on our end, and then you can check with your bank or your card issuer. Like I said, it should show as pending before the end of the day. And then should hit your account. It's bank to bank, so it should hit your account within 24 to 48 hours. And then we've got the client interview scheduled. Let me send that out as well. And again, this is going to the janitorialfloor.services@gmail.com. Really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. But I'm sending that. It's got local splash, C-I-E-N-G. Again, that's client interview conducted in English. And then it's got the username for the account. It's the phone number, but not the dashes or spaces. Area code's included, though. So the username is 405-215-7617. Now, what I wanted to ask is if you guys also got like an invoice email. Our automated system would have sent that out to you. It might show the setup fee on there, but like I said, I just got that out to you.
Yeah, the email said invoice, but there was nothing attached to the email.
There's not the invoice showing on there, but in the body of the email it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it doesn't. I noticed there was a glitch. And it might have affected our emails as well. This is the first time I've actually tried to see what's being sent out. But I noticed when I access my system on my end, like I can see that there are notes populating with the date and time, but the messages were gone. So I know our tech department is, fixing a couple of things. So let me see if I can resend it.
Okay.
And then I wonder what it would show since, okay, let me try to reset it. If I try to trigger it manually, it might, because I know that the bug was fixed after that. I didn't know it affected the emails too. That was interesting. But I know that what was affecting my notes and what I see on my end, I know that that was fixed. So let me try to resend that out to you now. No. Down here. I almost sent it out as a text message. That's not what I wanted to do. Here we go. Okay. So that was resent. Let me refresh my system and it'll show whether it's still in the queue. Our emails get sent through our server kind of in bulk every couple of minutes. They're not sent out individually. So let me see if it's been sent. Okay, so it's in processing. So the system is currently trying to resend that that new invoice that should populate things. I hope it probably just takes me refreshing it one more time. Like I said, they're sent out in bulk, but it's only like every 2 minutes, so I can't imagine that I missed the beginning of the window. But I know it's janitorialfloor.services with an S at the end at gmail.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so again, I know we're ironing out some wrinkles here. No, we're trying to anyway. Oh, okay. It looks like it should have been sent already then. So if you want to refresh your inbox and check on that, there is now, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. It should have also generated a text message as well. So you can access it as well if you received a new text.
Okay, I see.
So it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah, I also see the email that's saying, you know, to view invoice or view image, click view images, but there's nothing worse than click view images.
Okay. Well, I did send the email out with the invoice and then the receipt. So this is just the link that you should still be able to access. And I'm going to have to inform our tech team that the invoice is not actually populating below like it says it does. But in the body of the email, do you see where it says, please click here?
That's what I'm saying. It says please click here, but it's not, it doesn't give you, I'll click where it says click here, but it's not highlighted or anything where it'll take you to a different.
It's not hyperlinked, really?
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. All right. Well, our client interview technician can walk you through it. It's everything. We went over a voice verification on Monday and it's recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So we went over the fact that it's, you know, month-to-month service, that we're including the website for you, that we were at that time reducing the setup fee. But like I said, I've refunded that $99 setup fee, that it's a fixed rate of just $199, not $399. So that was all done in the recorded voice verification. The link that I'm trying to get you to see right now is everything that we talked about before with your husband on Monday in writing for you. When you do the client interview, hopefully the glitch will be fixed and you'll be able to access that. We just want you to confirm that you've received it so we know that you know that it is that fixed rate. It also allows us to get everything started to verify that you're an active business in the local area, to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. So any information that's out there, and of course we're creating the website, we'll also make sure that no address appears for your business online as well. So doing that allows us to get that process started. It will, when you're able to do it, ask you for a username and a password, and our client interview technician will inform you as well. You don't have to go that next step. It's just coming from our automated system, who thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. In the next couple of days, though, once we do the client interview, once we create the content, once there's something for us to track, by email and text, you'll receive your username, which, again, you already have. It's just the phone number, just the numbers, though, and you'll get a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. At that time, you can update or change the password if you like. Some people never do, and it's fine if you don't. The username cannot be changed, but like I said, it's easy enough for you guys to remember just the phone number that we're speaking on. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got that follow-up call scheduled for today. Again, that follow-up call is at 5, but it won't get to you right at 5. Might be just a few minutes after 5. But other than that, I'm really excited to get this going for you guys. I'm really happy for the opportunity to speak with you, Tanya, as well. You guys have a wonderful day. Like I said, it's going to be someone else from the other department making that call later. But you guys enjoy the holiday weekend, okay?
Thank you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.